Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The government is finally extending an olive branch to the Gilets Jaunes movement after weeks of violent protest against hikes in tax on fuel prices. The Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, is discussing plans for a moratorium on the proposed rises with cabinet ministers today, saying, "We must appease the situation to prevent it from degenerating until it reaches an intolerable level." Another party member said that a calmer atmosphere is necessary in order to review France's energy policies. François de Rugy, the environment minister, has calculated that a three-month moratorium will cost the budget 650 million euros. This temporary climb down may not, however, be enough to appease the Gilets Jaunes, who are also demanding that other recent petrol price increases are also rolled back. President Macron continues to defend his stance based upon what he sees as a necessity to wean French drivers off fossil fuels as part of his environmental policy. But one key figure in the movement has said that this intervention has come too little too late and that the French won't be satisfied with just crumbs, they want the whole baguette. While the Gilets Jaunes themselves are struggling to find a more formal structure to their new negotiating position, other politicians are jumping on the anti-government bandwagon by criticising the government's move. Marine Le Pen, the leader of the right-wing National Rally Party, has condemned the moratorium as being insufficient, and the former environment minister, Ségolène Royal, has stated that it should have taken place much sooner when it became obvious how serious the protests would become. Edouard Philippe is giving a televised speech shortly to announce the plans in greater detail. He is then attending a debate at the National Assembly this afternoon, and tomorrow's agenda includes talks around taxation and spending power. In non-related demonstrations, students, farmers and ambulance drivers are protesting over government policy, which is seen to be too business-orientated. Between 100 and 150 schools and colleges are planning protests at midday, and violence has already been reported. A school in Toulouse has been set on fire by the demonstrators. And finally to football news on day 17 of Ligue 2. Auxerre versus Lorient resulted in a 0-0 draw, with nine other matches being played this evening. On day 16 of Ligue 1, Amiens play Monaco and Nice take on Angers at 7 o'clock this evening. And then at 9 o'clock, the match between Montpellier and Lille kicks off. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.